Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. That's right. Dr. Bill is here, and we're so happy about that. He's the chief economist for the NFIB, and he's been managing the and leading the NFIB's index of small business optimism for almost a half a century. He started right out of high school, and he's here with another report like he's been doing now for 20 years. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Always good to be back.
It's good to have you back. It's good to be anywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. These days, especially. Actually, these days, it's probably good to be nowhere because
that's a good point.
You want to be hunkered down. You don't want to be out there and around.
That's a good point. So, Bill, was the November index taken after the election?
Oh, well, yeah. We mailed 10,000 questionnaires out on the first day of every month. So November 1, out they went. And of course, then we get the responses back all through the month.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the general attitude of November? What was the general index?
Yeah. Well, the index fell almost 3 points to 101.4. But the big driver of that was a huge 19-point decline and the expectations for business conditions 6 months from now. So
yeah, that's an election response right there.
I think that is, you know, now that we found out there's going to be a change in the management team.
Looks like it might be.
Yeah. Now, last time we had an election, that would be 2016. The index was at 95 before the election.
Mm-hmm.
That was two or three points below the long-term average. So that was part of that really bad eight-year period. It was 95.5, and then by December, it was at 105. So
yeah, in 60 days.
We had an incredible 10-point improvement in the index. And then from there, the index went up and set an all-time new record high, you know, of 108. And that was good. So, and of course, the economy did really well. We were doing well with the economy until March this year, right?
Yep. Well, there's no question that the coronavirus has hurt America in every facet, every part of, including influencing the election. There's no question that the election turned heavily between sentiment and logistics. It impacted the election. There's no question about it. And I'm going to go off. I'm going to go off the index a little bit here and ask you a question, Bill. I don't mind saying that I think China should pay for this, and I'm worried that they're not going to. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, who we're going to send the bill to, and I'm not sure how we'll make him pay.
Xi Jinping, the leader over there, he contributed to this. He allowed this to happen. There's no question in my mind that he allowed this to happen. And he's leading that party.
Bill, but, you know, will he pay it?
Well, the question, and obviously when I say wish they should pay, obviously I'm not talking about them writing a check, but I worry that they're actually going to profit from this. They're actually going to their horrible goals to take over the world. I'm worried that this is going to allow them to be more successful with it. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I think they are. You know, they're driven solely by where he wants the economy in China to go. Their goal is to dominate worldwide.
And not in a good way.
Really, no. Well, he wants to dominate with his form of government, which is communist management, managed socialism, and we certainly don't want that.
Well, see, the U.S. is dominant. The U.S. is dominant, but we don't want to dominate. China wants to dominate.
Right. Well, we never have. I mean, we've been a world power for. I mean, remember, you know, in World War II, after World War II, we owned Japan and Germany and Italy and France, and, you know, because we won the war, basically.
Yep. We gave it back.
What did we do? We gave them back, and we invested tons of money in there and got ourselves some healthy democracy.
And as Colin Powell said, and all we asked for was enough ground to bury our dead. 20-tail right
exactly.
Back with Dr. Bill Durkenberg. We're going to talk some more about the N5B's index of small business optimism after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.